Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my, I'm going to mess up the football game with a song. How's that? And this kind of sets the parameters for what I'm going to cover. But pay attention.
Thank you.
Well, up until about a week ago, there wasn't any justice. Still isn't in a lot of places. That's being attended to and remedied. Oh, ho, ho. Hold on a minute. Okay, seems I have a toilet problem I'm going to have to fix. I thought I fixed it earlier, but not. Anyway, justice with a question mark. Biden takes not one, not two, but three boxes of classified documents, and many are trying to give him a pass. Oh, it's stuck to my briefcase. I didn't notice that it said secret or top secret or anything like that. And there is limits on things. I'm going to cover a couple of subjects that people are really been out of shape over, and they ought to be. And first thing I'm going to do is start with the nation. And this is something I would expect to find in, like, Mother Jones or something. And yet it's here it is in the nation. And the reason being is pretty simple. This is something that has gone on far too long. And there has been a gross miscarriage of justice. A judge dismissed the murder charge against Tracy McCarter for her estranged husband. Media said she was nothing but a dirty, rotten thingamabob who happened to grab a knife and stuck it in the pig that was getting her. A victim of domestic violence, prosecuting her for killing her husband was unjust. And yet they have, you know, prosecuting abuse survivors who act in self-defense is unjust. I don't care how you slice it. If you gotta take somebody's life in order to be safe, to make sure that your kids are safe, so be it. People won't like that, but there it is anyway. The people that are incarcerated for things of this nature need to be have their cases reopened, and they need to be turned loose. Some have served 30 years. So, you know, the case has reached the point where the public could perceive the dismissal as bought and paid for with campaign contributions and political capital. Uh-huh. No one accuses them of being bought and paid for with political capital. A trial doesn't punish victims of domestic violence. It ensures that the cases are decided solely on their individual merits by a fair and impartial jury. Sure it is. That has not been the experience of abuse survivors who must relive every instance of trauma. You know, yeah, I was chopping him up with a knife to keep him from punching holes in my head, and violence with the threat of decades-long prison sentence hanging over their heads. Now, you think about that. You're going to jail for murder, manslaughter, or something. You're not going to be free. You don't have, according to these people that have done these things, in terms of prosecutions, you don't have the right to self-defense, no matter what is going on. It sure feels like being penalized when the DA is cross-examining the domestic violence victim. Ooh, yeah, you're a nasty thingamabob. In continuing to traumatize victims, the legal system takes on the role of the abuser. Now, you think about that very carefully. If somebody's beating you up regularly, you take a baseball bat and hots the turkey real thoroughly. You can do it. You can smack them on the knees, bust them in the crotch. There's a lot of things. National data doesn't exist. It's not there. They don't keep records as to what it was that the person alleged was going on, such as getting whatever beat out of them every night. One New York study found that 67% of women imprisoned for killing a person close to them had been abused by that person. Now, this is New York. 67%. And before that, it says prosecuting survivors is quite common. Spotlight the role domestic violence and alcoholism played in her husband's death. She's relieved that this garbage is over with. Now, I'm going to touch on a school just a little bit. Oh, you guys will love this. You remember a thing called Sandy Hook 10 years ago, and gun activists went nuts. Narrative of 20 white suburban first graders massacred as proof of how deep America's gun problem went. Gun problem, while ignoring the murder of a black child at Sandy Hook. Now, Sandy Hook made all the news and all this. And this is a sort of an interview. And I took some things out of this. It said a lot about what people think of heaven and what people think of Jesus. That he's white. That angels are white. That everything up there is white, too. Now, you want to get racist? There you go. That's about as racist as it gets. Jesus was a Semite. And in case anybody would like to look that up, Semite comes from the composition of the words semi-white. In other words, not white. So, you know, here's a question from in this interview. You and your family didn't join the lawsuits against gun manufacturers or Alex Jones, who called survivors and their children crisis actors. Well, the truth of the problem is that the school was closed the day that this took place. And I don't care who don't like that. I hope a bunch of people don't. I hope that it curdles the milk of everybody that has to do with any of it. And then there's another question. It is well documented that Nancy Lanza knew her son, Adam, the 20-year-old shooter, had serious mental health issues, but she repeatedly turned down help. I have often stated that these things are known before they happen by somebody. then you got Ellie Mistel. She wants to pick out the people that lost their races. She left one out, though. She picked on Keen West and Herschel Walker. The Republican embrace of Keen West and Herschel Walker tells you everything about the Republican Party. No, baby cakes, it don't. Systemic racism, forget it. I can respect black Republicans. No, you don't. That's a lie. You wouldn't lump them in with mass murderers and other fun people. Boy, and then you got white folks, Tim Scott, Susan Collins. Unfortunately, the actual Republican Party doesn't seem to respect reasonable and thoughtful black Republicans as much as I do. That's a lie, Turkey. Yeah, that's right. That's a friggin' lie. Out and out, flat out. No question. GOP has decided to make people like Herschel Walker, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Keen West, the faces of black conservatism in America. And that tells you more about how the Republican Party thinks about black people than it does about the few black people who have decided to play into the party's unending desire for minstrels. Oh, yeah. We got White Wing, Democratic Party Candace Owens saying that the Democratic Party is a plantation. Yeah, well, I don't know about you, Ellie, but I've done some homework, and the Democratic Party are the ones, literally, officially, the documents are around, that created and supported and put together a little nasty thing called the KKK, Ku Klux Klan. Real racists are the black people who keep fighting against it. Really? They're just loud. Oh, yeah. You are fighting a losing battle against something that you can't do anything about because you don't address the problems. Oh, yeah. How about that? See how that smokes in your pipe. The black celebrities who are willing to go out in public and debase themselves by showing their ignorance of world affairs, love of misinformation and conspiracy theories, and downright bigotry. Oh, that's who those black people are. Hey, I thought you was on the side of the black people. I thought you all won. And here you come up with this? We have people who are clearly mentally unbalanced, who have been dragged down YouTube rabbit holes and come out the other side willing to parrot the very worst white logic available on the internet. My goodness, there's the word white again. These guys are then repurposed and repackaged by white wing media and sold as truth tellers. The truths they are telling are full-blown white supremacist talking points, horse hockey. But for reasons that pass understanding, Republicans, and Republicans only, oh boy, think that these celebrities can get away with pushing these tropes without getting called out for their racism, simply because they're black and famous while saying it. My. Oh, yeah, and Fox News is mentioned in here. They're guilty of telling the truth. You don't like it, Melly. and I'm not going to go any further than that, other than the people that you picked have turned out to be losers. Think about it. If I were a normal black conservative right now, I'd be pissed. Well, you're not, and that's why you can't get PO'd about something you don't know anything about. Yeah, that's right. The most prominent black conservative in the country right now, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, was seen yakking it up and posing for pictures with Herschel Walker. That must make him one of the bad guys. They don't care about winning the argument. They just care about winning power. That's they. Now, who is they? Well, the thing about they is that Black Lives Matter tried it, and it ain't worked too well. They're done. And I mean done. They have it right now, and they're willing to wallow in all the debasement that comes with it. Oh, but the thing about this is I've been involved involuntarily in civil rights since I was a little kid. I was the only white boy in the neighborhood who had black friends. Yeah, they were friends. So, then they jump on Once Upon a Time in Arizona. Extremist election deniers tried to take office in the western swing state this November. Voters issued a sweeping rebuke. So, each state has their own mandates of what they're going to be doing. Desert Star Family Planning Center. Ooh, gender-affirming hormone therapy, among other things, is what you get there. Isn't that what you want for your kids? for your little girl to come home and somebody has surgically removed her tits? Hello. Talk about child abuse. GOP governor's candidate is talking about nothing but the supposedly stolen election and the culture war issues. Well, some people don't get it. Forget the stolen election of the past. Act like you don't notice it. You want to sneak up on somebody? That's the way you you do it. Oh, boy. Inside Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto scam. And they put a lot of thought into this. They did one thing that I agree with. Sam Bankman-Fried didn't exist. The prophets of digital age capitalism have had to invent him. Now, you think about that very carefully. Some of the people, I thought they were all that forever, have been removed from their committees. I think of two, Omar and Fat Boy. And they were removed for good cause. If the changes to the election law were to happen, I would consider leaving Bosnia for good. Oh, now think about that. Brinkman said he was deeply disturbed by the high representative's actions. I never believed that anyone ever, especially coming from democratic countries, could do what the high representatives did. The possibility of that happening was so unbelievable to me that I still can't make anything of it. As far as I know, there has not been a single democracy ever in the world where the elections rules were changed after the votes were cast. Think about that very carefully. You want a stolen election? There you go. By my seeing this precedent happen in my country, I think that my whole faith in democracy has shattered to the bone. Well, that's why we got a constitutional republic as a form of government here in the United States. There is no rhyme or reason for people to put up with a dysfunctional government, and that's what we're going to see start happening here in the States. That dysfunctional and dysfunctional individuals are going to get to take a long walk. Has the United States ever been a democracy? No. It's a constitutional republic. All around the start of Andrew Jackson's presidency in the late 1820s did the concept of democracy redefine to mean a representative version of popular rule constrained by a constitution catch on and begin its meteoric ascent. And you got to understand, we have everybody by the short hairs. All those people thought they were going to get away with it. Ooh. Guess what? We got a Speaker of the House that seems to want to do his job. And in that respect, I applaud him. He's the first one with balls enough in the right position to do something about the miscarriage of justice. Remember I mentioned that. And the simple problems that come with it. Uh-oh, here's Washington Examiner. Uh-oh, January 3. Mm-mm-mm. It's an editorial. Parents deserve the truth, not sabotaged by their children's schools. Fairfax County Public Schools turned Thomas Jefferson High School for Science Technology into a selective magnet school in 1984. Admission to TJ was largely determined by the results of a standardized test covering math, reading, and science. That sounds good. Administrators decided, illogically, that because student achievement in standardized tests did not reflect the racial mix of Fairfax County, the tests must be racist Therefore, they did away with them. Moving away from standardized testing is a component of admissions process. In the zero-sum world of racial equality, someone must always be made to suffer if others gain. Think about that. Asian Americans fell from 73% to 54%. Ooh. Fairfax parents have sued the Fairfax County School Board, alleging that the change in admissions policy was racially motivated. They're going to use the same tools that they've used against us, against them. One, and they won, ooh, in federal district court, and an appeal is still pending in the 4th U.S. District Court of Appeals. So, somebody with some guts, and no, you take up a collection, $5 a piece or whatever, and do this. This is what the black people, hello, everybody, need to have been doing all along, and nobody's had the guts to take it on and take care of it. Administrators are accused of doing even worse in the name of yet more officious racial equality. Ooh. Since 2020, they have apparently withheld notification of national merit awards from students' families. Since 2020. That's 3 years. Increases students' chance of getting into a selective university and open the door to hundreds of scholarship programs. But they won't allow that. That's racist. The school has admitted delaying the notification of students and their families for weeks this school year, and it is alleged it has held all notifications from families in previous years. My, the principals didn't want to hurt the feelings of the students who didn't get the award. Oh, you know what you can do with that? Anyway, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And until such time as something drastic happens, and it's supposed to very soon, we're kind of stuck with a lot of things. Joe Biden's middle out means out in the cold. Yeah, they're going to take your gas supply away from you. Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you something. What are these people supposed to, how are they supposed to cook? If they don't have electric stoves, they can't afford one. How are they going to change their heating system over? When you got something in the neighborhood of 65-70% of people using this for cooking, and, you know, Federal Reserve turns the screws by raising interest rates. This could push America into recession. Some analysts expect a deep one. I don't think so. I don't think we've got enough time for it to get deep. People Biden claims to be helping, the ones building from the middle out, have suffered most from the inflation he and his fellow Democrats unleashed with their multi-trillion dollar spending since the spring of 2021. You can go from there. I ain't going to read that whole thing. It's that's horse hockey. In Los Angeles, property rights don't exist. Ask one of the landlords if they're able to evict or collect rent one way or the other anyway. Well, no. Why do you think people are selling out and moving away from there? Mm-hmm. It's not difficult. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. But then again, you've got... I do hear a lot from our mom and pop landlords who are struggling to pay their mortgages. They're not getting the money. The relief programs are going in somebody's pocket. Ooh, yeah, there you go. Want corruption? I'll give you a taste of it. Southern states sees large population increase in 2022. Several southern states were in the top 10 for population growth in 2022, while the number of residents in northeast and midwestern states continues to dwindle. The South was the fastest growing region between 2021 by 1.1%. That's BS. Anybody that listens to the news or pays attention knows better. Oh, and the border's closed. Oh, yeah. governing versus grievance. The growing Republican dilemma. Well, it's not growing. It's all of a sudden it's going to start turning around. And our speaker is the one that's responsible for that. Republicans are at odds over immigration, trade, and foreign policy. They aren't all on the same page about Russia's war in Ukraine. And that's true. Well, that's why you have these discussions. Divisions have persisted, even intensified, despite the fact that the Republican Party is more homogeneously conservative than it ever has been. Ooh, to hear many conservative activists tell it, you would think the Senate Republican leader was the second coming of Nelson Rockefeller. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but the Republicans on various sides of debates about Ukraine, immigration policy, or China tariffs are almost all conservatives in good standing. Think about that. They don't like Mitch McConnell. I don't either. He's a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party. And the base has been revolting against the establishment for the better part of a dozen years. Trump was the battering ram and finally let the peasants with pitchforks inside the castle. And he got this character of McConnell running and a bunch of pitchforks after him. Oh, my. McConnell has fallen into the same trap as every Republican Speaker of the House since at least John Boehner. Conservative voters do not trust him when he says he's doing all he can for them, or when he tells them that they want what they want cannot be done in the present time. You wonder why they think that the government is dysfunctional? It is. What we don't need is to change the government so much. What we really need is quite simply decent people doing the job in the offices that are held. And then you got Musk. Musk's real threat to the left. This is Washington Examiner, January 3rd, 2023. Elon Musk is conducting a public real-time experiment as head of Twitter. Most prurient attention are his attempts to make the social media platform, which has more influence on media and national political conversations than any of its competitors. I want you to bear that in mind, into a freer, more transparent form by releasing reams of internal files to a series of journalists. He has also exposed, he pulled her pants down and posed, the cozy interaction between pre-Musk Twitter and government censors, including the FBI. Well, he's taking care of business in a way that I really like. And I would like to see a lot more, but I would like to see this come from the House of Representatives. Oh, boy. A murderer in Portland. How bail reform has enabled crime and chaos. Get rid of the police and then turn the crooks right loose again. You get a mess. And that's what that article's all about. You can't have people who are crooks running around loose doing whatever they feel like doing. The case showed Portland to be a place that centered a male abuser over a female victim that prioritized his comfort over her safety. This was not progressive. It was regressive, exposing a mother and now our children to an inverted justice system where even the most violent repeat offenders are given the freedom to kill. Yeah, go ahead. Turn them loose. I got one thing to say about that, and I would suggest quite literally that some of these people that are in a position to do something about it, tell the guy that's the conditioned, whoever the crook is, tell them quite simply that the condition of their release is that they live in a basement or the attic or the spare bedroom of the people that turned them loose. Like the prosecutors that think that's so cool. Hacker claims to steal personal data of 400 million Twitter users. Account holders should ignore emails or texts with links to check personal information. That's true. Microsoft tangles with authorities over video game maker acquisition bid. FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan leans on antitrust regulation. And they should. Oh, boy. Medicaid and mental health programs, big winners in a $1.7 trillion federal spending law. 4,155-page package. Can you imagine that? there are... now, this is interesting. This is... You got to remember, this is old news. Biden's work with the House GOP will be affected by his investigation with his son. Well, what about the special prosecutors that are now investigating him? Oops. we cannot deter the CCP if we're dependent upon the CCP. It's pretty simple. We got to start making our own stuff here so that we don't screw it up worse than it already is. Here's the Washington Post. Wasn't granted exclusive access according to the Washington Post. A variety of academic, archival, and biographical sources used to determine the slaveholding status of each figure who reached adulthood before the passage of the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery. That's from Adams. He's a columnist, does pretty good. meanwhile, you, the common schlub, work an average of 260 days per year, all the while subsidizing a chronically dysfunctional, ignorant, and frankly lazy legislative body. Think about it. If they were doing something other than figuring out how to scam the system, that's how they got rich. it's embarrassing state of affairs. Voters have more or less just accepted. But now we're being told it's unfair for Republicans to press lawmakers to show up for work. Pushing for more in-person voting is a threat to lawmakers' work-life balance. What work? The only thing they've done is screw it up worse. And then we get the basketball player, but we don't get the don't get Paul Whelan, former U.S. Marine. Now, there's no such thing as a former U.S. Marine. Once you're a Marine, you're a Marine for life. I learned a few things in Vietnam. I really did. Oh, boy. The man who built the FBI was a pervert. You heard me. You heard me correctly. And if you want to know, look it up. Those things are still out there, cross-dressing and a whole bit. Yeah, let's see here. I don't think there's much else here that makes any relevance in terms of justice. The question. Then you got January 6th committee. Time for transparency is running out. And I put hurry up and didn't mark anything in York's article. What I will say is that the Speaker of the House stipulated he was going to release all of the videos. Ooh, said that just the other day. It's looking like we might get something accomplished. The new class war is over identity. A study by the Center for the Study of Partisanship and ideology finds that 38% of students at liberal arts colleges identify as LGBTQ. Oh. At Ivy League, it's 27%. My goodness gracious. the elite fifth of undergraduates, they will supply most of the nation's future leaders. Now, you saw that dude that was in charge of some of the atomic energy. I mean, take him and float him in the water somewhere and see if the fish all leave. it gets worse. This is greed. Class war is over identity. That's true. Barone. Michael Barone is senior political analyst for the Washington Examiner, and he does a good job. Barone, COVID only accelerated the blue state exodus. And that's true. It showed how woefully inadequate these so-called I know what I'm doing people are all about. So yeah, I'm just covering a few things here. Now, I get a thing from, I'm a member of Judicial Watch. I agree with a lot of what they do. Judicial Watch sues for Air Force Academy critical race theory records. And you got another one. Delaware, top court, nixes vote by mail and same-day voter registration. That's a biggie, but the precedent has been set, and I love it. Shouldn't have the vote by mail without probable cause to do so. Founded by a group of distinguished retired military officers, STARS is concerned about efforts to teach and implement aspects of CRT in U.S. military academies and throughout the U.S. Armed Forces. STARS has grown to 2,932 members, including general officers, service academy graduates, retired active duty officers, and enlisted and concerned civilians. The STARS website can be accessed. Now, I want you guys to pay attention if you want to get on, if you want to find something out. https://// www.starrs.us. Our military is being undermined from within as the rising leadership at the Air Force Academy attacks America and force feeds cadets repackaged Marxist anti-American critical race theory. Oink. Judicial Watch sued to get that. Earlier in June, Judicial Watch received records of revealing critical race theory instruction at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Then we got Judicial Watch sues over possible FBI obstruction of Hunter Biden investigation. There's no coincidence the FBI operatives implicated in properly protecting Hunter and Joe Biden, also abusing President Trump. Justice Department and the FBI have been irredeemably compromised, and their refusal to follow federal transparency law further confirms their corruption. We need some bunch of these people. Attempting to grant every voter the opportunity to vote by mail and register to vote up to the day of general election, the court ruled no. You can't do that. Delaware Supreme Court's ruling makes it harder to unlawfully tamper with an election. There you go. Hey, there you go, Trump. They're attending businesses. It takes a while to get there. Court report. Biden National Archives holds 99% of records about Trump raid. Well, they're suing to get those, too. You want a legit, litigious organization that will take up the gauntlet when needed. I'd have to tell you that Judicial Watch is where you want to go. Judicial Watch sues for details about Ashley Babbitt, the shooter. Unarmed Babbitt was shot and killed. She allegedly climbed through a broken interior window in the United States Capitol. She was a 14-year Air Force veteran. The identity of the shooter was kept secret by Congress. We found out who it was. The Justice Department and D.C. police for 8 months until Byrd went public in August 2021 trying to defend his killing of Babbitt. U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the shooter. Then you got a bulletin. John Podesta. Ooh, you talk about dirty nasty. That's about as funky as it gets. And then you got the fund. Podesta is now in charge of a $370 billion pot of federal cash incentives approved under the new law. Ooh-wee. Mm. I wouldn't trust that guy with it. with lunch money, let alone anything else. Assisted in the travel office affair. Look it up. Whitewater scandal. You heard of that? Hillary and Bill were involved in that. Helped manage the Clinton defense in the Monica Lewinsky debacle. Ooh. In 88, he and his brother, John Podesta. Hmm. End of the 1990s, Tony Podesta was a major Washington power broker. Oh, boy. He was reporting earnings of more than $24 million. Oh, boy. And IG report also slammed Homeland Security for one of the biggest lapses, failing to secure the southern border. And I'm not going to cover all this. I'm really not. Problem is that they refused to enforce the law that they swore to enforce. Uncovered. You just watch Uncovered Biden propaganda plan to push COVID vaccine. There has been a lot of questions regarding the vaccine. They found that it kills people. If not one way, they do it another way. The biggest belief that Biden administration tried to hide these key documents that was served to inform the public about the safety of the COVID vaccines. That's in the verdict, January 2023. Adverse events for which a contributory effect of the vaccine could not be excluded. I have another issue to discuss as well, reports of myocarditis in adolescents. Now, basically a couple of these things going on. It'll do one or two things to you, and the timing varies. Okay, number one, your heart swells up. That ain't very good. the other one is that it just stops or blows up either way. These adverse events include deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, transverse sinus thrombosis, seizure and hepatitis, inability to move one side of the body, occurring anywhere from 3 to 28 days following vaccination. You got any symptoms? you need to see about it. Oh, boy. In the media. With drag shows and gender-fluid internships, it's no wonder military recruiting is down. Yeah. I ain't joining no queer bait deal. That just ain't happening. Just watch news for records over possible FBI obstruction of Hunter Biden investigation. I already said something about that. Then you got National Archives with only most records related to FBI raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Watch Mar-a-Lago. they're backing up and trying to keep it out of the news. Biden sought to place trusted messenger on Joe Rogan's show to push COVID vaccine. Didn't work too well. Just watch file suit says Air Force Academy stonewalling in critical race theory lawsuit. Ooh. Then you got Hunter's gun case. That's probably going to come up. Probably the hard way. Now that's everything in verdict. I am a member in good standing of National Association for Gun Rights. The Fourth Amendment doesn't say that a 20-round mag doesn't say anything about the size of a magazine. It doesn't say that anything is out of reach. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Nancy Pelosi got to take a walk, and all eyes are on DeSantis to deliver Constitution carry in Florida. He said, put the legislation together, send it to me, and I'll sign it. I think that's pretty cool. All together. Here are members prepared to fight for gun rights across the nation. Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Maine, South Carolina, Nebraska, Louisiana, North Carolina. Democrats take Michigan looking to push gun control. Now, they're going to take your stove because they think it's bad for you. Well, okay, well, you just try to come into the kitchen and take it from Grandma. I'll give her my machine gun and see how far you can get. Oh, boy. In addition to 2013 Democrats, six Republicans, rhinos, are returning Congresses this year. Who also voted for one or more last year's three major gun control bills, so-called the weapons ban, assault weapons ban, universal gun registration, and red flag laws so they can take your guns without due process, et cetera. Gun owners on the offensive 2020. Offense in court, striking gun bans down for good. The NYSRPA versus Bruin decision, handed down by Justice Clarence Thomas last summer, declares that no gun control can supersede the text, history, and tradition of the Second Amendment, and that firearms in common use cannot be banned. Well, AR-15 just got a reprieve. Anybody's got a gun that looks like an AR-15? Got a reprieve. So, they're wondering whether the Supreme Court will act to enforce the Bruin decision in the future. And they're kind of waiting around. Repeal the federal gun tax. That's true. I agree. Assault weapon bans, radical government database. Legislation designed to track and ultimately disarm every gun owner in America. Ooh, somebody really stepped in it. Right up your eyeballs. Pro-gunner Patriot Representative Andrew Clyde, Republican Georgia, on his legislation, H.R. 8167, which repeals the unconstitutional Pittman-Robertson gun tax. That means that the price of ammunition is going to go down. Now, here's the problem with the tax. Your rights. That includes your free right to travel and among other things should never be taxed, no matter what. Clyde's bill, aptly named the Return Our Constitution Rights Act of 2022, would completely eliminate the 11% tax on your right to keep and bear arms, lowering the price of firearms and ammunition. Now, think about that. Think about it very carefully, very closely. Don't get fooled. Now, I have been bumping along wondering what's happening. Well, I have good word from the ETs that everything is in order. Think about that. Everything is in order. The people of the planet, specifically Americans, have something to be aware of. The more that we address the problems, no matter what they are, on a legal basis, the more we are considered to be relatively ready. You know what I mean? And let me see if I can find it here. Oh, boy. Doodling Banjos is a good song, but I'm looking for something a little better, a little different. Well, what I have done and what I have been trying to do is to get people to the point where we're going to be in a situation where we will win. Ah, there it is. I knew I'd find it. Okay, here's the deal. We are looking at 3 days of darkness. Not quite. It's going to get colder all of a sudden, and it'll get colder and stay that way over 3 days. That's quite a bit of time. The thing about it is that you know a real stormy day when you see one. And what this 3 days of darkness is simple. It is the positioning of a shield to protect us from a humongous solar flare that creates the connection for us to transition. That's what we're looking at right now. Woo-hoo. Think about it. Shortly after that, you're going to have all kind of little green men flying spaceships all around the place. And the nice thing about it is that this is something that was going to happen anyway, and they're just trying to make sure that we're prepared for it. Anybody that's got their stuff together should be prepared for that. You should be looking to the fact that our military is aware. Oh, and they're they're getting ready to clean house, both legislatively, the legislatures, ooh, and the military, ooh, and give us the free country that we all got born into. I didn't have a choice as to getting born here. I just was. So here's a little something to think about in terms of being somebody special. The theme song that everybody should like. The thing that everybody should look for are the changes that are coming. And those changes are going to be rather extraordinary. And you can't just rule out everything that goes on and everything that you hear, everything that you think you should know and don't. That's the thing you should understand. My position is a lonesome one, and I've got a song for that, and then I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah. And in the valleys, I travel in the mountains. And in the valleys, I travel in the mountains. And in the valleys, but I need to travel in the mountains. Hey, well, I travel cold and then I travel hungry. I travel cold and then I travel hungry. Well, I travel cold and then I travel hungry. Well, I need to travel in the mountains. Hey, one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling. For one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling, for one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling. Stop all this time, I'm gonna keep right on and traveling on that road to freedom. Gonna keep right on and traveling that road to freedom. Gonna keep right on and traveling that road to freedom. Well, I've been a traveling on.
See what you get? Now, I'm a person that's gonna be advocating and suggesting that we are going to end up being a free people, no matter what anybody thinks or believes or wants things to be. So you need to do something of your own for not yourself necessarily, but everybody. You should know by now that the changes, switcheroonies that I've been talking about, they're real. I try not to put too much faith in certain things, promises made, not kept, and that sort of stuff. But I believe that everybody out there can do a little something. Whether you share this show or what, makes no difference. But activation for freedom, activist, ooh, you can fit into a bunch of places. In the meantime, do me a favor, spread this like free beer, and go out in the world and get her done.